Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live on this Friday, the 11th day of December 2009. And out of the gates, we are simulcasting the full 4 hours of this Friday radio show, live and living color, via television at prisonplanet.tv. Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to join us in the next segment, but they are voting today up on Capitol Hill, so that may fluctuate. It does routinely when he is on Capitol Hill. You know, I've talked for years about how the global government plan is only the beginning. The United Nations documents, the Club of Rome documents, Council on Foreign Relations, State Department memorandums, biological diversity assessments, hundreds of government-funded textbooks call for a planetary regime, that's a quote, planetary police state government, that's a quote, planetary dictatorship, that's a quote, to carry out eugenics. This is what makes the whole world tick. It's why the license plate reading cameras are going in. It's why the CPS is interrogating all of your children and training them to spy on you. It's why the family is under attack. It's why our industrial society has been deindustrialized by design, publicly announced by the United Nations. And we're now going into the next deeper phase of this. The Chinese government officially yesterday, in the largest paper in the country and at the Copenhagen summit, called for a planetary regime to force a one-child policy to begin with. Simultaneously, papers across the world, TV news networks, and others called for a one-child policy to cut the carbon footprint, the deadly carbon dioxide now listed as a chemical toxin, even though plants breathe it, humans exhale it. And so we're going to be going over the latest on ClimateGate, the latest on the establishment of world government, and what this world's going to look like if these people succeed, and I want to break down the phases of control. It just has really hit me hard again last night and this morning how serious this is, how dire this is, how criminal and just viciously controlling and selfish the planetary controllers and their minions are. We need to have a call to arms peaceably in the info war, a call to the info war, to really call these people out for what they are, bloodthirsty killers. They're already killing people all over the planet thanks to starvation and cutting off water supplies. And I want to detail their plan today after Congressman Ron Paul leaves us. Of course, Bob Chapman will give us his once-a-week visit on the economy as well as he does every Friday. For part of the third hour, we'll also have open phones later in the broadcast. They're not open yet. But here is the mainstream news article, China Daily. That's their big paper, government paper. Population control called key to deal. China says they'll sign on if the new planetary government implements a one-child policy. So we're going to be going over that. After we come back, also the National Post out of Canada says the real inconvenient truth, the whole world needs to adopt China's one-child policy. Scores of other papers are announcing children are evil carbon blobs. And, of course, ABC News is reporting that children are being taught in public schools under a UN program with UNESCO when they should die, that their carbon credits run out at age 11. And, of course, the National ID card under treaty we'll keep a tally of your carbon credits. So that is all going into place. We're going to go to a quick break. We have Congressman Ron Paul on the line with us from Washington. And we'll go directly to Congressman Ron Paul on a host of issues, government takeover of health care, his audit, the Fed bill, Obama getting the Peace Prize, the communist Chinese calling for a planetary regime to enforce one-child policies. We'll talk to the congressman, the leader in the fight for liberty and freedom globally, straight ahead.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got him until the bottom of the hour, unless the bell rings. There's a vote at 12:30 Eastern. We've got Ron Paul for the next 20 minutes. I want to first play a clip for the congressman of the Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, saying that the carbon tax and this treaty will be the birth of world governance. And then I want to play Al Gore saying the same thing and get the congressman's take out of the gates on that subject. Here is the new head of the EU.
Nine is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
Okay. And he goes on for many minutes after that. Here's Al Gore saying that environmentalism is the key to global governance. Here is Al Gore, former Vice President Al Gore.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
Congressman, for 30 years you've warned of global government reading their own documents. I have the Danish text leaked of the treaty calling for global governance, a global authority over all air travel over the oceans, 2% tax, flat tax on all GDPs paid to the IMF and World Bank, effectively abolishing the UN's power. The UN is freaking out. Private corporate global governance. Congressman, there's no longer any denial about this, is there?
No way. And in a way, it may serve to our benefit because the people are going to wake up just as our federal government fails. You know, we hear more about nullification and secession, and I figure that when the federal government fails or the money fails, there's going to be a lot of independence declared. So even though they're bold and they're making these plans, they're not going to be effective, and it may serve our purpose in waking up the people. But they've been pushing this for a good many years. But, you know, 20 years ago approximately when, you know, the Soviet system collapsed, they quit using the word socialism, but they shifted over toward this environmental effort, claiming that they could get government control through this. And they have done an amazing job in infiltrating our public school system and indoctrinating our young kids, and young kids going home and talking and yelling at their parents and for environmental things and pollution and all this. So they have invaded us, but hopefully we can survive and be motivated enough to counteract these efforts and make it clear that world government is to no one's benefit except those who get to govern the others.
I've interviewed literally hundreds of reporters that have been at these different globalist summits, including five or six the last few days at Copenhagen, and they say that there's a sense of desperation and panic by the big banks predominantly that are funding this this private corporate global government. Sir, do you agree with me, or perhaps you can elaborate on the fact that now that they've been revealed, because we did our job in the face of ridicule and exposed their global government plan, that now because they've been exposed, they're coming out in the open and being more bold and honest about it? I mean, what's your take on why they're so bold?
Well, I think that could be it. They have to be more aggressive. But in many ways, though, people are backing off from this because they're, you know, some major candidates have been supporters of trade, cap and trade, and have taken their names off the bill. So they're starting to understand this. Same way with, audit the Fed thing. You know, just look how the establishment come down hard and Bernanke hiring lobbyists and him writing editorials. It hasn't seemed to help their side. They're still on the defensive. But we are in a struggle. There is no doubt, and they are going to get tougher. And right now, too many of them have too much power in different governments. And if they take this next step that they can exert power with a world government and a world military, which is partially here already, then we're in very big trouble. But I tend to want to be more optimistic, thinking that the people will wake up and we have the tools still of the radio. Hopefully that'll last. And still we have the internet. Hopefully that'll last. But they're capable of closing us down. So it is vital that we wake up as many people as possible as quickly as possible.
Congressman, you brought up the fact that the Senate is now saying they're probably not going to ratify the treaty, even if Obama signs it. That may be a red herring to make us stand down, but then it looks like it may be real because, as you know, Obama 2 days ago was in the Associated Press headline, Obama threatens command and control and tells Congress, the real boss in our system of government, the three pillars of government, legislative, executive, judicial, saying, I don't care if you don't pass this. The EPA is going to implement this by executive fiat.
Yeah, and that goes to show what they can do, you know, on the system that we've allowed to be created. You know, the executive branch has tremendous powers, and the courts won't help us. They write regulations. They have the force of law. And it reminds me of that statement, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. And that's how powerful presidents are. They write executive orders. They write signing statements, and they do what they want. And this is why the movement is getting very, very disgusted and saying, you know, they keep talking about nullification and secession, and that growth is going to continue.
Congressman, is it not an impeachable offense to have the White House telling Congress, if you don't ratify a treaty, handing our control over to the IMF and World Bank now in the treaty for all of these unlimited taxes? They say they have the power to just raise any taxes they want, selectively enforce regulations to the benefit of that inner coterie of global robber barons. I mean, is this not an impeachable offense if Obama attempts to supersede the will of the Congress?
Well, it certainly deserves a lot of attention. I don't know whether it's going to be put in that category. It's not going to happen because they've been doing it for so long. It means that, everybody in the Congress is guilty. You know, everybody in the executive branch is guilty, and just about everybody in the judicial system is guilty. So that's not going to happen, and I guess to many of it is a high crime, and it should be looked at. But that's not going to happen. That's not... I mean, we have to just change the understanding by more and more people on what we have to replace what we have right now.
Well, how do we block it then? How do we block a president acting as a dictator under Presidential Decision Directive 51 and others, saying, I'll do whatever I want. I'll hand America over to the United Nations and IMF and World Bank?
Well, if they get to that point where, you know, it's literally so... right now, they would argue the case against that, but I think that subtly we're moving in that direction. But this would all stop if we had the right numbers. This Congress would be eliminated, and we'd have different people here, and they would be passing legislation. And then, if the public was on our side, then the president couldn't do it just because of public pressure. The president isn't going to march next weekend and take your gun. He might like to, and he might be moving in that direction, but he's not going to do it. There's a limit. Public opinion is not going to let that happen. So public opinion is what really, really counts and puts up the resistance, to what they're doing. And we're moving in that direction, and it's much better. But it won't be a technical matter of throwing the president out for this. They're just not the mentality here in Washington isn't even – considering anything like that. The American people have to change the nature of Congress before anything else will happen.
But you do sound optimistic. I mean, I'm seeing a giant awakening that just continues to mushroom and accelerate exponentially. Are you seeing the same thing from your position, sir?
Oh, yeah. I think this every time I go out, I get more encouraged. And, I do go to the campus and talk to young people because I think that's so crucial. And I think real revolutions occur with young people. So I see it not only with college kids, but even kids younger that are getting interested in their reading. They're so far ahead of what I was thinking about when I was in college. I was doing pre-med, and that's what I was concentrating on. But now I have a lot of college kids and high school kids coming in, and they're intensely interested in this. They're interested in the Federal Reserve, and they're studying, and they're reading Austrian economics. And so their numbers are growing, and that's what we have to encourage, because I see it as an ideological struggle rather than a political struggle. The political stuff comes if you convince enough people that it's in their best interest to get rid of big government, and get rid of the monetary system.
Absolutely, that's the source.
Have a foreign policy. So it's an ideological struggle. It's that, to me, is the most important thing.
Absolutely, and so we are starting to gain ground on that front. Lastly, on the environment front, China is saying they will support the Copenhagen establishment of world government if a global government, this is out of China Daily, will carry out one-child policies in the West. And we have the National Post calling for that. The good news is there are hundreds of comments on this National Post article out of Canada. Not one of them is in support of these Malthusian control freak views. But from my studies, Congressman, at the heart of the global government is a control freak wish to establish a neo-Malthusian eugenics system on the planet. Can you comment on the call?
I think the radical environmentalists would go along with that. But they're in a small minority. They're losing credibility. American people aren't going to buy into this. So I think it's fine for them to make those announcements, because I think that's an awakening that will serve to awaken the people, because that is so extreme and so radical and so un-American. If we don't wake up, then it's our own darn fault. If we
Absolutely.
Hear that kind of talk and then go ahead and sign these treaties and then find out there's a world government trying to enforce these things. I mean, there are movements for world governments to regulate guns and everything else. So, if we get that far, we almost deserve it if we're so stupid as not to wake up and do something about it.
Well, Congressman Ron Paul is our guest. We have the full text of the treaty and the Danish addendum. It states that it is a global government, a regulatory system over all air traffic, 2% tax on all the GDP off the top, huge taxes on fuels, taxes on meat, taxes on methane, taxes on light bulbs, television sets, Freon. I mean, this is tens of trillions of dollars a year to the IMF and World Bank.
Yeah, that's grandiose. I just don't think it's going to happen because the people will rebel, and that will be a tremendous boost to the underground economy. You know, they're just not going to do it. Now, I think the underground economy is growing all the time. Our own government does it to us. Our own local governments do these things to us. It's too much regulation, too much taxation, too much abuse of our freedoms, and people are so sick and tired of it. If all of a sudden they see on some bill someplace that their taxes are going up to pay for world government, it's just going to incense them. And survival comes from ignoring the burden of big government. And when the government system breaks down, you know, I believe that breaking down comes when the dollar quits functioning, and that's still a couple of years off. But when it comes, people have to survive, and they're going to survive without begging and pleading and bowing to the federal government or the United Nations.
And meanwhile, Congressman, the USA Today reports $77,000 a year on average for government employees. They're all getting big pay increases. There are more police out writing tickets. Government's growing like a cancer and celebrating the fact that it's taking control of the economy. I want to just get a final comment on the ClimateGate emails, where they're hiding the decline, the head climate research center in collusion to defraud the public. Are you calling for a congressional investigation, as Senator Inhofe is?
Well, I would certainly support it. I haven't particularly done this. Sometimes investigations are used to cover up things, and I don't get all that excited about them getting to the source of it. The source, the answers for this and the source will be outside of Washington. Washington is not going to very often give you the truth. If we have a chance to do that, fine and dandy. But since that some of this stuff is overseas, there's a limit to finding out, you know, all the information that you have to have. But we've benefited tremendously by this exposure. So it wasn't the government that told us what was going on. And now this information is out, and the numbers are shifting. People are now much more reluctant to go along with some of this. So the resistance is building. So we're already benefiting by it.
Yes, and now more fraud is pouring out of universities globally. They're being caught, and more whistleblowers are coming forward. On the subject of the Peace Prize, Obama has had two big troop surges now in Afghanistan, keeping the troops in Iraq, going back on his promise there. Your take, Congressman Ron Paul, on Obama. I mean, this is Orwellian. War is now peace. Perhaps we should give Genghis Khan a Nobel Peace Prize posthumously.
Yeah, and the one part of that speech that really annoyed me was that he described it as being a just war, harping back to the Christian just war theory. And for him to try to claim that he's following just war theory, which was originally Christian oriented, is so far removed from reality. And of course, he claims as one of his heroes is Gandhi, who really believed in peace. And so it is so hypocritical. But the fact that the American people don't seem to be catching on for this, unfortunately, for a while they're going to support more troops over there, although our numbers are starting to build, and we're doing more right now here in the Congress to try to call more attention to this. The Kucinich and a few of us have introduced legislation that will challenge his whole effort over there, including the Bush effort under the War Powers Resolution, because, you know, even though he got some authority after 9/11, it wasn't the kind of authority that they have been using for these 8 years to occupy and take over the whole government and the whole country.
Absolutely, Congressman. As you know, the polls show the war is at an all-time unpopularity level. And so certainly people are waking up to that. And this is really blown up in their face, giving him a peace prize. Shifting gears into government-run health care, are we in danger of this power grab taking place?
Yeah, that one, I'm always looking for a place for optimism. I guess I'm less optimistic about anything decent coming out of the health care. I think it's going to get worse. The people in this country accept incrementalism. medical care is seen somewhat different. They don't see that the same principles of liberty apply to medical care as they do to their Second Amendment and their First Amendment rights.
So, I mean, you think health care is going to pass as things stand right now?
Yeah, to some degree. Whether they keep all this on, and they're not going to get total control, but they're going to have more control. The quality of health care is going to down.
$250,000 fines, 5 years in prison, $41 billion cut to Medicare. I mean, how is that liberal?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And then the other big thing that I imagine by the time the dust settles, they will undermine the ability to get a medical savings account. Because right now, if you really want to take care of yourself, you can go out and get a medical savings account, pay for all your local bills and your doctor bills, and put money in the savings account and get a tax benefit from this. If no matter what they did, if that was available to the people where they had the chance to just walk away from the system, but this crowd up here now is not interested in protecting your right to...
They want control over people, don't they?
Yeah, it's the same way. You know, Medicare, even though with those medical savings accounts are a good idea, if you're 65 or over and you're in Medicare, you don't have a choice of that. So they started by mandating everybody be in it because they need your money. And there's going to be a lot more of that. So I can't find room for optimism about what's happening in the medical care movement.
Well, that is devastating news from one of the only medical doctors in Congress and an economist, award-winning Congressman Ron Paul, telling us that it looks like it's going to pass. Folks, you better do whatever you can to stop this and let Harry Reid and others know they're not going to get reelected if they do this. In closing, Congressman, some good news. You got 311 sponsors. It's passed out of committee. Audit the Fed. The Fed's admitted you audit us. You'll destroy us. In the last 3 minutes we've got left, sir, auditing the Fed, give us a report on that.
Okay. I think most know that last week it was put into a bank regulation bill, which is a monster of a bill. When it came out of the committee, I voted against the bill because I don't vote for a few good things when there's a lot of bad things in it. But my amendment won by 42-26, which was a major victory. It's on the House floor at this moment. It will be voted on at the end of the day. And the auditing provision was in both the Republican version and the Democratic version. The Democratic version will pass, and the auditing provision will be in there. The real work needs to be done in the Senate. So if anybody knows whether, you know, where their senator stands, try to urge the senators to get on that same bill. I think it's 604. And there's 30 in over there. There's been several senators that have put a hold on Bernanke's reappointment unless they have a vote on 1207, the auditing bill, in the Senate.
So, sir, this is a massive victory. I mean, today it looks like they're going to probably pass it in the House. It'll go to the Senate, and then the fight's in the Senate. This is incredible news.
Yeah, it's big. We have no idea, you know, exactly what will happen. There'll be a lot more resistance in the Senate, and the Fed still has time to do all that they do. But nevertheless, I think you're correct as describing this a major victory for the people. You know, the grassroots got this done. I didn't twist arms. I have no clout up here in that sense. But we have 313 on there, all the Republicans and a lot of Democrats. So it's a really great testament to what can happen when the people come together, because this is not a conservative Republican bill. I mean, it's liberals and populists and libertarians and constitutionalists have all come around to believing enough is enough, and the Fed is too big and too secret.
And we finally identified it as the real shadow government instead of Republican and Democrat puppets. You've been working for close to 30 years for this. Even if we don't have victory this year, we're a hair away. It'll be assured next year as the crisis accelerates. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be able to ever. If they squelch us, it'll just make it a bigger issue. And the problems are going to get worse, and they will know where to look, and they have to look to the Federal Reserve System to find a real source of our problems.
Well, Congressman, I salute you. Your book is a bestseller in the Fed and bookstores and at Amazon.com. Go to campaignforliberty.com. Go to all the great sites of Ron Paul supporting, thanking for running for president a few years ago. That really helped focus this coalition for liberty and freedom. And I know I'll talk to you again early next year, Congressman, with your once-a-month check-in with us. Thank you so much. And get out there and cast that vote for the bill you wrote and introduced. We salute you, and what a great Christmas gift, sir, you've given us.
Thank you. Good to talk
Thank you so much, Congressman Ron Paul. Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. absolutely amazing. Yeah, world government's coming in. But the war's on. We're fighting back. Our numbers are growing. We're having victories. We're learning we can stand up against bullies. It's like when you finally go ahead and punch that bully in the nose, his nose breaks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Devastating them. Their eugenics agenda out in the open. Devastating them. Did you hear Ron Paul? He believes today the bill to audit the Fed, a strong bill to audit the private front group, the private holding company for private banks, will be audited. It will pass the House, and if the Senate doesn't pass it, it is going to devastate them politically, and it's frankly even better for us because everybody's going to say even more. Why can't we audit the Fed? And everyone's going to discover that it is the real government. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Congressman Ron Paul on the day of the vote. He is literally going now to begin debate on the bill. And they've got the votes easily to pass this in the House of Representatives. You want victory? You're getting it. And you heard him. Even if it doesn't pass the Senate, next year it's assured. These guys are in so much trouble. You heard the bad news, though. They're going to snatch 17% to 20%, depending on what numbers you look at, but conservatively 17% of what's left of our free economy. The social, government, healthcare, eugenics, the case for killing Granny, as Newsweek called it, is probably going to pass. Because they give us a tyrant like Bush, people backlash and put in the Democrats. They continue the New World Order agenda. We are in a lot of trouble, but we're fighting back. I'm going to open the phones up right now at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take calls until 8 after next hour, and then I'm going to give a focused breakdown of the globalist master plan, who they are, what they are. I normally, when I break things down, get stuck on little details. I'm going to give you just a basic rundown and then zoom in on just a few facets of it. But I'm going to give you a general overview of these people and what their plan is and how we can beat them. There is an article that just went up on PrisonPlanet.com minutes ago. Furious reaction to sick editorial calling for global one-child dictatorship. Francis, the name of the author, advocates brutal regime that kidnaps, drugs women, and carries out forced abortions in China. This is a woman who has two children. But the point is, the Chinese government came out yesterday and said they want a global government for one-child policies. And think of how much debt we owe the Chinese. Think of how they're the new superpower. The globalists chose them as the model of the planet to have prices so low they would bankrupt all other industry and only a select group of globalists can operate out of that country. This is monopoly formation. So I'm going to be going over that in the next hour. But an article featured in Canada's Financial Post newspaper calling for China's draconian one-child policy where women are kidnapped, off the streets, drugged, and forced to undergo compulsory abortions to be imposed worldwide has been met with widespread hostile reaction, yet such measures are being debated at the United Nations Climate Summit in Copenhagen to be part of the treaty. Now, this morning I read, it's got to be more than 50 comments. I had to stop. I couldn't read them all. Every comment I read, and I printed them off right here. Every comment disagreed with her. And they understood. They said, we know you want a world government. We know you want to sterilize us. I mean, they're admitting it. She calls for a global government. So does the official Chinese government. And I have news reporters here every day, and I sit here going, you know, there's a plan for a world government. Official government plans say they're spiking the water with sterilants right now. That's why the sperm counts drop over 85% in every country that fluoridates the water, because they don't just add fluoride. And they just look at me and start laughing and say, what, I guess you watched the movie Dr. Strangelove. I guess you're Jack T. Ripper, the crazed general. No, I'm reading what the White House science czar says they're doing. There's no more time to screw around and play games here, ladies and gentlemen. All you petty bureaucrats on power trips. I mean, I've got USA Today today reporting record increases in government salaries nationwide. You are the hired thugs that carry out this crime. And you love your power. You love all the unconstitutional power. You love it. Don't you understand you're being targeted just like the rest of us? Can't you get that through your brains? That Maurice Strong and others at the UN said they want to destroy our industrial society through globalization. That's what Paul Ehrlich said. That's what John P. Holdren said. That's what they say over and over again. They want to wreck the economy so government can take over and then give almost all of our tax money to interest on debt to private banks. This is a criminal heist. Now, I said I'm going to cover this next hour. Frankly, I'm procrastinating. It's such a monumental job. I meant to write a bunch of notes up before I cover this. I tried to start last night. I had family over for a little Christmas party, and as my children are playing in front of me, I couldn't even think about anything but this, how there's these murdering, tyrannical, bloodthirsty, savage criminals. I mean, just the UN's directory and just the environmental push for ethanol, one-third of Brazil, the U.S., and several other countries planting crops for ethanol instead of food has caused a doubling in world food prices, and now the numbers are in. Instead of 15 million starving to death last year, over 25 million starved to death. That's 10 million people, you little creatures out there got through. I mean, look, feel good about yourselves. You want to walk around with your sandals and your patchouli and your liberalness? You are powerful. I know you at a subconscious level are attracted to shutting off people's power and food, and you really get off on it. And yes, you have helped kill more people in 1 year than Hitler did. And you're trying to eclipse Stalin and Mao. You got power. You got power. But because you look so stupid and so silly, everybody just makes fun of you and calls you environmentalist wackos. No, you're not wackos. You are the pale horse death. You are savage. You have power. And you are murdering people en masse. Congratulations. You wanted to be evil? You are evil. Now, I want to tell the good people out there that have protection instinct in them, that have the instinct of love and honor. You got to get focused. You got to just set your jaw and just feel the energy of liberty and freedom against these people and set your will against them. You have to set your will against them and feel that humanity rise up in you against these people and feel the strength of our ancestors that stood against slavery and stood against degradation and pain and enslavement and starvation. And all of you need to go online and type in starving children. Type it in right now. Let's look at photos of starving children desperately falling into piles of fleas and flies and dying, being bulldozed into pits right now in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. My uncle, when he was a helicopter pilot working in Latin America, described orphanages he would see with just hundreds of children starving to death with no food for them, with their ribs sticking out and pus dripping out of their eyes. Let me tell you something. You want to feel powerful, you little sicko Nazi hippies? Feel powerful, you murdering scum. You go ahead and put your TerraPass stuff on your car saying you're buying carbon credits and believe the lie that you're helping the third world, cutting off their resources. A lot of you are just useful idiots. But a lot of you we talked to, Rob Jacobson at Whole Foods a few months ago, walked up, good-looking girl behind the counter. He buys food there every few days fresh. He walks up, buys the case for killing Granny, Newsweek cover to bring it to me. He talks to her every few days. He says, look at this. She said, I think it's a great idea. I think we do need to start killing people. And he said, yeah, but they want to kill you too. And she said, yes, I want to die for the earth. She loves that power trip, that evil core, and she doesn't even know she's evil. And I want to tell her this. Listen, kill yourself. Don't kill some little African kid, some little Latin American or Asian kid when the UN buses pull up and give payoffs to the locals to inject them with vaccines on record that cause miscarriages on the spot. Okay? You say there's too many people? Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Don't kill children. You are a accomplice to murder. And so if you want to kill little defenseless people and you think it's cute and funny, like Dr. Eric Pianca at UT that talks about how wonderful it is when airborne Ebola gets released to kill 90% of people, I'm telling you, Pianca, kill yourself, buddy. You're the big man. Go to a gun shop, buy a .45, stick it in your mouth, and blow your brains out the back of your head. But you won't, because you're a cowardly ghoul. You're a vampire. You get off on thinking about people dying. It makes your life that much sweeter. You are hellspawn. Now, I'm telling everybody out there, get your soul lined up. Get your head screwed on straight. If you have any humanity in you, you should just have absolute strength welling up in you to crush these people in the info war. Literally, when I think about those kids they're killing, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, and any man could do this, I could take on 20 people right now because I'm in the right. These little chicken necks couldn't take on an old lady. These little wannabe control freak murdering supporters who support the murder of the UN, cutting off people's resources, they couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. And that's why they love death and evil, because they think it's power. They're like a moth to flame. Is that not moral? Is it not completely moral to tell Diane Francis, the writer that says she wants the Chinese model of forced abortions and sterilization and death and pain and 50 million more Chinese men than women and record suicide by depressed women that can't have babies in China? Shouldn't she kill herself? Shouldn't she go in the garage, hook up the carbon monoxide, and kill herself? Big, fat, liberal, fake yuppie. Oh, no, that's scary. That's immoral for me to say that. It's just good for her to talk about everybody else. Travis County, only county in Texas, funds abortions with taxpayer money. Makes you pay for it. They don't tell these poor, ignorant women having kids that there's more people wanting to adopt children every year than there are abortions. They don't tell these young people when Planned Parenthood pushes it on them. They were founded by eugenicist Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation. See, it's so moral when they... I mean, I've seen three articles in Newsweek every time I pick it up in the last month and a half. I've read it three times. Every time there's an article about how great people are committing suicide for the environment. In fact, this morning I had to run out of the house to get here. I saw another article about committing suicide for the environment. In fact, let's do that live on screen right now. Go to Google or go to startpage.com. Go to Google, type in kill yourself for the environment. And there's articles about how great it is to commit suicide. These people are amazing. Now, again, I don't really want the editorialist Diane Francis to commit suicide. She has two children, though she wants by law for you not to be able to have any or only have one. Look at Ted Turner. He has five children, owns more houses, last time I saw in the paper, than anybody else in the country. Five children that we know about. But he doesn't want you to be able to have any. These people are sick. Put her on screen. It's up on prisonplanet.com. The article is titled, Furious Reaction to Sick Editorial Calling for Global One-Child Dictatorship. We'll put that on screen. And then while I'm talking to callers today, I want you to go in and type starving children. And you can type vultures eating dead child. Here, let's show people vultures eating dead babies. This woman ought to be made to go to Africa and spend a month with those people dying. And then, oh, I love what the yuppies always say. Well, those Africans should just go where the food is. Yeah, the globalists fund wars to push people off their land, according to State Department Memorandum 200. Then they're pushed into desert areas and starved to death. And people sit around going, well, they should just move where there's food. And they always counter back. Oh, you say adopt these babies. Let's see, you adopt some black or Hispanic babies. Did you know there are groups fighting to adopt those children? There are people that adopt those children. There's large groups of white Christians that adopt 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 black and Hispanic babies that would have been aborted. There's programs where they pay the mothers not to abort. And then they fund fake liberal Hispanic and black groups to come and say whites shouldn't be able to save the babies. Better the babies thrown in a biohazard bag and used for genetic experiments. Better their retinas are used to grow vaccine lots. Better they be melted down and used for women's collagen injections. Because that's how you treat a black baby. We're not going to let a whitey get the kids. We're going to kill them. Just like Margaret Sanger said, we've got to hire blacks. We've got to hire blacks to go out and sell the blacks on letting us kill them. And then when you want to murder black people, you get awards from the NAACP. You get Woman of the Year in Time magazine. But when you want to save the black people, the ADL writes hit pieces on you saying you're a Nazi. That's how this upside-down world works. Yeah, there you found the vulture about to have its meal of the tiny child. Let's put some more starving children up on the video so that when this woman watches this video, and no doubt she'll be sent it, and no doubt you will watch it. Oh, I know your argument. Well, if we get rid of masses of them, then this won't happen anymore. It's the overpopulation with the weird little smiley face she has. And looking at her picture makes me sick. Power trips what she's on. Did you know the Royal Commission in 49 found that the West was going to keep the third world from industrializing, even though that would make their numbers go down from on average 4 children to 1.3 like the West? And that they decided to let their numbers explode to destroy their industrial base? And now the UN treaty will double their taxes that are on the West, double third world taxes, massively killing people who were borderline starving to death. Look, I know all your excuses, all your programming, all the garbage you were taught. I know you go to your little Malthusian meetings, your little fake liberal meetings, and talk about the people bomb all day. I know who you are, lady. I know your whole game plan. And you feel like a little goody-two-shoe there. Put her up on screen again. Furious reaction to sick editorial calling for global one-child dictatorship. Look at that smile. I've seen that smile a million times from these people. When you see that smile, that look, that is the spirit of these people. The smiley-faced pig demons. How many times have I talked about them? How many times have I warned you? That is the face of true evil incarnate. And it will have its way with you, whether you like it or not.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
I say I shot the sheriff, but Doc Ferris was in safety best. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah.
And I saw the man coming to take my life.
All of a sudden, I saw
I did what I had to do. I shot the sheriff.
If I am guilty, I will pay. I shot the sheriff. But I said, I didn't shoot the deputy. I didn't shoot the
deputy. Steve in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I have a quick question, Alex. Since we both know that the Catholic Church is deeply connected with the New World Order, and that's a real problem with me because I am a Catholic, and I was just curious if any of the other big Protestant branches like Lutheran, Baptist, Presbyterian are connected to the New World Order as well, because I need to find a new church, but I don't want to go to one of those yuppie feel-good churches. I want to go to a church that reads Scripture.
Well, sir, you know, I don't sit up here on the radio judging people and judging groups. I go off the fruits and the facts. And the last two popes have called for a planetary government, a one-world religion. At the same time, they have spoken out against abortion and eugenics. All the major denominations have been financed and funded by the big banks now. And they're all basically controlled. The clergy response teams, the secret FEMA program, now declassified to recruit all the major denominations, is now public. And so I would... I don't know. I was told by a bunch of people about a good Baptist church in Austin. Tim, what's the name of that church? You were telling me the name of a really good church that's anti-New World Order? Capital City Baptist. I mean, you're not in Austin, though, are you?
No, but I used to live in Austin. It's a really great place. And actually, you just brought up another question, because I know Austin is not deregulated yet. I know the whole state of Texas is, but I think y'all still have Austin Power Company, whereas like in Houston area, we have, you know, all sorts of different electric companies. Since deregulation is going to be pushed and it's predicted to be, you know, one of the biggest industries in the world, you know, by like 2020 or something, is that a New World Order agenda, deregulation?
Yes. We build the infrastructure with our tax money. They then give it to select groups. That's why Bilderberg had Rick Perry in 2007 to Bilderberg, because he handed it over to a Bilderberg Group member. I appreciate your call. Coming up, I'm going to break down the whole eugenics announcement, the one-child announcement from Copenhagen. That's really the big issue here. Dave in North Carolina. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? I don't know how you do it without going nuts. Listen, I wanted to comment on Dr. Paul's audit the Fed bill. And it's just constant. It's bothered me all along why so many of the people who have signed on to this bill to get it passed. And I'm all for auditing the Fed. And when we find out that the Fed is a pit of vipers, they're going to say, oh, maybe it's time to replace the Federal Reserve.
Well, then we cross that bridge when we come to it. We give the power back to Congress. There is no other group to replace with it that's private bankers. They are the globalists. And Ron Paul is good. All his fruits are good. And the way that the Federal Reserve has countered our movement to audit them and then abolish them with their big lobbyists they hired was to put that fear story out and use their operatives in the Patriot movement to try to hamstring us. But they fail. So this is a good thing across the board. The Fed has fought this tooth and nail. And so we're in the process of exposing the real government, the illegitimate banking structure. We'll come back to you, Dave, let you finish up, then others. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.